Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The study of Shakespeare can often be intimidating, sparking questions like, where do I even start among the dozens of plays, more than 100 sonnets and poems? Or you might be asking yourself, what does this word mean with plays that are filled with the likes of Candle Waster, Puissance, Sneap, Malmsey, and Sluggard is, bear with me. Or what connection do these plays from the 15 and 1600s have to my life today in 2026? Well, two Sacramento actors are on a quest to answer those questions to make the bard, as Shakespeare is often called, and to make it more accessible and relatable to our modern lives. So in true 21st century spirit, they started a podcast called Shakespeare Anyone? 5 years in, their audience has grown so much that earlier this month, they won a Shakespeare Publix Award, granted to those who are pioneering efforts to foster Shakespeare appreciation and understanding. The hosts of Shakespeare Anyone join me today, but I'll let them do the introductions.
Who are we? We are two professional actors and Shakespeare scholars.
I'm Elise Sharp.
And I'm Courtney Smith.
So, Shakespeare Anyone?
And Courtney and Elise, welcome to Insight. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Vicky.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
Those words were fun. They were a nice setup. All right, so that was a clip, of course, from the intro to your podcast. How did you two meet? What made you two decide to start a podcast together? Elise, I'll start with you.
So we met working for B Street Theater here in Sacramento. We were both on their Fantasy Festival school tour. Courtney had been on tour for a couple weeks, and then I came in to replace an actor and all of a sudden was acting opposite Courtney. And we would discuss Shakespeare as we traveled around the Sacramento area to schools early in the morning. COVID hit in March of 2020 and theater stopped. And I'll let Courtney sort of take it from here on how the podcast came to be.
Yeah. Thank you, Elise. Yeah. So my relationship with Shakespeare really developed before the pandemic. So I was in the van with Elise. I was getting really interested in Shakespeare and I wanted to know more about Shakespeare and his plays. And so then I was like, okay, well, Cap Stage has an acting class with Matt Miller. I'm going to take that class. I'm going to transition into Shakespeare. And then in March 2020, as Shakespeare summer season auditions were starting, all of the theaters closed. And I was like, well, there's this thing about Shakespeare that I'm still interested in. There's this thing that keeps telling me, like, what is this guy all about? What are his plays all about? And so during the lockdowns, I created for myself what I called Shakespeare Saturdays, where I would read a play or watch an adaptation or listen to Shakespeare Unlimited. And I was like, okay, well, this is really great, but I want to do something with this. And I was like, well, it's the pandemic. I have a microphone and everyone's making podcasts. Why don't I make a podcast? And so I said, I'm going to make a Shakespeare podcast. But I was like, I can't do this alone. And then I remembered that Elise is this like Shakespeare inspiration for me from our days in the van together. And so I reached out to Elise and I said, hey, this is a wild idea, but I really want to make a podcast about Shakespeare. And you're the first person I thought of. Do you want to do this with me? And neither of us had made a podcast. Neither of us had experience with this, but it just felt right. And so I asked Elise and Elise said yes. She said yes to making a podcast with me. And so we just figured it out. We talked through like what are we interested in doing in this podcast? Why do we want to bring Shakespeare to other people? What interests us? And we talked through some of those things and then we just learned along the way. And I edit all of the episodes. Elise handles our business. And we learned how to research. We learned how to talk to each other and present all of our findings. And it's been a lot of fun. So that is how it came about, was just the pandemic. And it's also in proper Shakespeare fashion, because during Shakespeare's time, there were all of these closures, all these theater closures due to plague. And so it was quite fitting for us to make a Shakespeare podcast during theater closures.
From a plague to a pandemic, and 5 years later, the two of you are still doing it. It was history in the making. So the tagline for Shakespeare Anyone is a podcast about Shakespeare minus the bardolatry. Okay, so what is bardolatry? And why is it something that you both want to avoid, Elise?
Courtney has actually is standing by with the definition from the
Let's do
Oxford
it.
English Dictionary.
Yes. So according to the Oxford English Dictionary, bardolatry is the excessive or religious worship of William Shakespeare, or the idolization of William Shakespeare. And this term really came about from like the 1900s, and it was famously used by the Irish playwright George Bernard Shaw. And in one of his plays, he has this line that goes, "So much for bardolatry." And so it's that excessive worship, that religious worship, that putting Shakespeare up on a pedestal. And that's something that Elise and I, we really want to fight back against, is this excessive worship, placing him as this genius. And Elise, do you want to take on our mission and why we are looking to fight back against this bardolatry concept?
Yeah, we believe that Shakespeare has cultural capital. He permeates so much of our society today, whether we know it or not. And the more access that people generally can have to that cultural capital, the more we can, as Courtney was talking about, remove this playwright from a pedestal or this untouchable space and make these plays easier to understand, the more access to that cultural capital people will have. And we also believe that a lot of the information about Shakespeare is sort of kept behind gates and paywalls and ivory towers. And the more that we can democratize that and make it more accessible and available, the more people can engage with this work that people are curious about. And that does, you know, get referenced. I was watching The Pit last week, and there are, you know, just offhand quotes come of Shakespeare on this HBO show. And so the more that people can engage with this content, the better, the richer we'll all be.
So you also have an episode talking about last year's release, the movie Hamnet.
Mm-hmm.
Many Oscar nominations, Best Actress Award as well. It's a historical fiction telling the story, of course, of Shakespeare, his wife, and the tragic death of their son. Have you all seen an uptick in people wanting to dive deeper into Shakespeare following the movie?
I'd say yes. I mean, I think the most questions in person I've ever gotten from people has been people in my life asking me what I thought about this movie. And we wanted to explore it because it is something that's bringing the idea of Shakespeare as a person, as a man, not as Courtney was saying earlier, some genius who was, you know, writing in solitude, but someone who had things going on in his personal life that he incorporated into his plays, which the more that we research, the more we and many other scholars align with, of this is a human being who was very good at his job. And so we are seeing people starting to at least open the idea of like, oh, I never thought about Shakespeare as a person who lived 400 years ago. He was always just this big name. So that's been very exciting.
Yeah, Courtney, as Elise just laid out with a relatable example from The Pit about how Shakespeare is still relatable today in 2026. You know, some people might be like listening to this and, you know, and I teed it up at the top, like Shakespeare can feel intimidating, right? I mean, what has it meant to you in like the 5 years the two of you have been doing this to make Shakespeare relatable to really like any person, even if they don't like read, you know, plays and sonnets and, you know, and all of that?
I think it's really meaningful work because, like Elise said, Shakespeare has so much cultural capital. And like for myself, when I first experienced Shakespeare as a high school student, I read his plays and I knew that they are things that are supposed to be important. And it was like, well, why? Why is Romeo and Juliet? Why is Julius Caesar? Why is Hamlet such an important part of our culture? Why do people keep coming back to it? But the language is challenging. It's 400 years old. It's basically a foreign language. And the references are unusual to us. There are things going on in Elizabethan and Jacobean England that we would never understand based on a line or two or a word. And so that makes it really hard to bring Shakespeare into the 21st century if he's got old language and there are references that you don't understand. But then by being able to break down the plots to like their, you know, most common denominator and then explain what some of these references are and then be able to apply them to today, it really gives people the opportunity to take ownership over Shakespeare, both like, for example, with Hamnet, the book, the author used some knowledge that she had about that time period in Shakespeare's life and then imagined and added on to that. Or if you are a theater maker, a playwright, a director, you can then imagine, how do we make Shakespeare's plays relevant to people today? And I don't know how much you've been to see Shakespeare's plays, Vicky, but sometimes, like, when the theater makers are like adding concepts or things like that, but they're not really rooted in the reality of the play, it makes it really hard to understand what's going on. And so by being able to look at all of these different kind of disciplines, where we look at like post-colonialism, we look at anti-racism, we look at gender studies, we look at queer theory, we look at all of these sorts of things in addition to the things that are happening in Shakespeare's time, mm-hmm. it really unlocks possibilities and really allows people to say, like, I'm interested in this Shakespeare person, yep. and I want to bring him to other people.
Well, Courtney and Elise, thank you so much for stopping by. Courtney Smith and Elise Sharp are two professional actors and the hosts of the podcast Shakespeare Anyone. We have a link on our Insight page. And that does it for Insight today. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. We'll catch you back here on Wednesday.